The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. I am your host, JP John Paz. Of course, with me, the star of the show, the former WCW and ECW World Tag Team Champion, the man behind the NWO, the man behind the 83 Weeks of Dominance. He's one of the greatest minds and bookers ever in the history of the business, the Games Master, the Taskmaster, the devil himself, Mr. Kevin Sullivan. Kevin, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, JP. How are you, my man?
Doing good. Doing good. Can't complain. Probably doing a lot better than Vince McMahon is doing right about now.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing to me. It doesn't surprise me, but it's amazing. It took something like this catastrophic event to get Vince out of the wrestling business. As you and I were talking about before the show, they've been in the wrestling business since the 1920s with the grandfather, right?
Jess McMahon, yep.
Jess McMahon. Think about that. Yeah, over 100 years. It's amazing to me. And people can criticize or whatever they want to do. If he wasn't Vince McMahon and didn't create what he did, I don't think wrestling would be anywhere near his heart. And it might have been fold the tent up and go home. I think he was a genius to keep it running for so long.
They say he killed the territories, but they were kind of dying off on their own before he came and made WWF an international, global, you know, dominated company.
Okay, I'm going to bring something up that I've never heard anybody bring up, okay? Never, ever. Do you know in the late 50s or early 60s, Jim Crockett backed Argentina Roca. Jim Crockett Sr. backed him, Argentina Roca, and a group that had some money, and it was championship wrestling with Argentina Roca, I believe, and they ran opposition against Vince. That's never been brought up, but isn't it funny that Crockett's and McMahon's have been feuding for this for that long, and it ended up the last two feuding, really, right?
Yeah, big one.
Did you know that about the opposition?
No, so it was Crockett Sr. and Vince Sr. refuting.
Yeah, because Crockett Sr. went up to New York City, and I think it was over a territorial dispute, meaning I think McMahon or Crockett was feuding over Baltimore. Because basically, you know, if you look at the territorial lines, Baltimore was still a southern state. You know, it's south of Mason-Dixon line, which a lot of people don't know. So, yeah. So, I mean, they've been feuding forever. But that used to happen all the time.
Did Vince Jr. kill the territories, or was it going to happen anyway?
Well, some of the territories were ran by very smart guys, but they had got to the point, you know how I always say, don't follow the patterns. These guys like Roy Shires ran a great territory in San Francisco, absolutely great. I mean, I was making the Cow Palace alone very, very well. But he started to get lazy and fall into patterns. You know, the three series of matches, you know, the disqualification, the stopping for blood, then the cage. And I think Vince came in with a fresh take on it. Up until then, most promoters wanted to send the fans home pissed, heat. McMahon went the other way. I don't think like Kansas City, Kansas could have made it because they used to, think about this, JP, they were so cheap about sending their tapes out. They were on a regional network in Kansas City that covered their whole territory. And you saw the matches live on Thursday night. But they bicycled the tapes, and they'd be 6 weeks behind by the time they got to the last town, 6 to 8 weeks. But you saw the angle play out already in Kansas City. They didn't put any effort into it. And Vince came in with all these different ideas. I'm not going to say he was absolutely right on them, but it might have folded up with these other guys and closed the tents. Now, Eddie would have survived. I always thought that if Eddie and Vincent Jr. had gotten together with Barnett, that would have been a whole different ballgame too. Eddie would have kept them on the track of a little bit more serious, and I think Vince could have talked Eddie into a little bit more sports entertainment.
With that, it's funny because the cable TV era, if you will, like Vince was on with the cable, Vince was on with the pay-per-view. See all the other guys behind him. You know what I mean? He had the vision already to do that stuff, and it seemed like most of the territory guys, most of the promoters were behind him.
Yeah, and so basically what you're saying here, they were behind him catching up to him, right? That's what you meant? But
yeah, yep.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't have, you know, there is something about coming out of New York. You know, it's the pulse of the media market in the United States. So I think as he was being a commentator, Vince Jr., I think he met a lot of people that were coming up at the same time like him in the entertainment business. And they all had fresh ideas and they saw what it could be. And then Hogan came along at the right time, the right place. And it was pretty ingenious how he did it.
Can't believe he retired. I mean, we never thought we'd see the day. It's absolutely shocking. It's about, I think it was $14.6 million of money and payments and stuff. So he kind of was forced into retiring. So, I mean, did that news shock you and floor you? Because I know I never thought I'd see the day where he'd be retired.
I never thought he'd retire. I'm like you. I thought he would go on forever. And it struck me that it took this to retire him. Because when it hit me about how he's retiring, I said it had to be something like this. He wasn't going to walk off the sunset. I mean, we've heard stories about how hard he works and he's never had a vacation and all this. I mean, in a way, and I know this, people are going to say, oh, boo. In a way, I feel that he was, I want to be very careful what I say. He was caught in his own time warp. You know what I mean? I think he was caught in his own time warp. I'm not condoning what he did, but what I'm saying is it was a different game back then. It was completely male-dominated. I saw a thing. They were talking about doing The Office back again. Did you see that where they talk about starting it?
No, didn't see that.
And then Steve Carell said he couldn't get by the first 30 seconds of the show. And it was, you know, I still watch it now that I'm here in Florida for a little time. Then I start laughing and he's completely right. You couldn't do it. It's a different world. And I don't think he would have step down hella high water if it wasn't for this woke age.
To me, he's acting like it's a private company when it's a public company, because technically all the payments he was making from his own money was making the company worth more. But you could look at the expenses like, what the hell is this expense? Why is your money getting thrown in here? Like, what is that for? Who's it going to? Why is Vince paying it himself? You can't do that on a public company. So he was treating it like it was his own private company.
JP, has that been confirmed, the 100%, that it was out of the company money?
So it was confirmed it was his money that he was paying into the WWE money, and it was basically being paid out through WWE, but it was from his own money. So in essence, when you put money into something and it goes to something else, where does that money originate from? Like, and if it's coming from Vince himself, that means the company is throwing in more money into the pile that doesn't actually come from the company. It's like coming from Vince and he's throwing it in. So technically, if you look at
that
it,
that doesn't make sense to me.
It's weird.
Does that make sense to you?
It's very confusing, and I was reading somebody online that they were trying to explain it. Very, very confusing. But to me, it's he's putting money into the company and not giving a reason of where it's coming from or what it is or who's it going to. That's the way I kind of got it, the gist of it.
Okay. So do you think he'll be tried criminally?
They said the SEC and the federal government is looking into it, so I don't know. I don't know how it goes. I don't know what they do, but I guess they're going to look into whatever they can do about it.
Yeah, I mean, if it was his own money, I feel like, can they do anything? But if it's not his own money, that's fraud, embezzlement. That's, you know, that's, who was the guy that had the Ponzi scheme in New York?
Oh, Bernie Madoff.
Yeah. That's right off of his playbook, it sounds like, you know. So this is going to be interesting. And I wonder how it will affect wrestling. It seems right now there's been like a little surge in it. Do you think?
Yeah, the ratings were up for Raw and SmackDown, and the stock went up a little bit.
Amazing. Just get people's name in the paper can drive ratings. Just goes to show you how strong their company is and what was and is and every other thing. But we talked earlier, maybe this is the time they're going to do the big sale.
Yeah, what do you think about that? I was reading that they could be worth up to $6 billion if they were to sell today. I mean, that's a huge – I mean, we're talking like huge chunk of change. UFC, I think, sold for $4 billion or $5 billion. So it's worth more than UFC, according to some.
I'm not sure if it's worth more than WWE. Do you?
That's what they're saying. They could get more for it. I don't know. Maybe because of the TV deals. I'm not sure.
I mean, I'm saying, I guess I misunderstood you. I'm saying that, yeah, I think you're right. I think that WWE is more valuable than the UFC.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. So, and overseas, I don't think what Vince did is going to affect them as much as it does the United States.
Would you think that they would be selling, let's say, $6 billion? Like, do you think they'd be selling to NBC, to Disney? Who do you think that he would sell to?
I mean, this is like picking something out of the hat. I just think it'd have to be Disney. And they put in the parks as a ride or something. You know what I mean? An attraction. I mean, how are you getting your money back if I'm Disney? I guess they're buying. It'd be like buying the NFL. I thought about that. What if somebody bought the NFL? Who would buy the NFL? Who would be strong enough from the outside to actually run that company?
That's the question. So you'd probably have to keep Triple H and Stephanie like they did with UFC. You'd have to keep, like, you know, Dana White on board to run the thing.
Yep.
So it would be interesting if they did a park, though. I mean, I would love, like, the Hulk Hogan coaster or something. I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame, maybe? Physical Hall of Fame?
I could see that, yeah. I could see that.
Do you think...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you think it's possible Vince is still running things? Because he's technically still the owner of the company. He still controls 80% of the board. I think it's 38% ownership, and I think the next person has considerably lower than him. So is it possible he's still running things? He's still the owner, technically.
I wouldn't put anything past him. He's a very smart businessman. And where he grew up in a hotbed of, I said it, of the wrestling media world, and not just the wrestling media world, the world of entertainment that he picked up friends along the way, and I don't know who else can fill his shoes.
When was the first time you ever met Vince?
The first time I went up to do their TVs. Very nice guy, you know. Big, you know, back in the day, the shoulder pads and the sport coach. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Everybody had them. Girls had them, guys. He looked like he was as wide as a barn door. Very nice, very approachable. He had his... Even then, he was, you could see in his eye that he was hungry for it, and he really wanted to learn.
Did you like him as much as, like, let's say Vince Sr., for instance? Because I know Eddie and Vince Sr. were close. Were you, like, close with Vince at all? Did you like him as much as Vince Sr., or was Vince Sr. more your guy?
Well, he was the head of the company. Vince Sr. was a real gentleman. I mean, he went out of his way. There were times when they had two parts of the territory we run. Most guys either lived in New Jersey or in the Boston area, right? So if I was going to be on a show that was in New Jersey, Pennsylvania area, and it was the same kind of show running in the Boston area, I go to Vince Sr. and say, hey, the payoff isn't going to be much different than me if I'm, unless you're putting the guy over on me, and I, because you're getting ready for Bruno, and I don't think you're gonna, could you switch it for me? And oh yeah, Kevin, my mistake, no problem. Very, very accommodating man. I had a death in the family, and I think I've said this before. I missed three shows, big shows. I got there that night after the 3-4 days I was gone. And the agent came up to me and said, hey, this is for you. And it was for the three shows, and very good payoff, probably better than I would have gotten. He was a very, very kind guy.
You never worked for Vince Jr., though, huh?
No.
Ever any chance of it? Like, how come never worked for
him? Yeah. When I had just opened the gym, I got a call from Ace and Stephanie. And they asked me to come up. And I said, no, I'm not going to come up. I said, you got a show in Fort Lauderdale soon. Maybe I can meet you there. And that's what I did. I met them. And they were very cordial, very kind, very nice. But what happened was, I just opened the gym. I had over $1.3 million in the gym. And it was originally that I was just going to go up for TVs. And then every time we were on the phone or another meeting, it went from that to you come up for TV and then you'll stay till we'll get you out Wednesday. And then Wednesday turned to Thursday. And then on the pay-per-views, you'd have to go in and a day early, you know. If it was on Sunday back then, you'd have to go on Saturday. So I had just invested a lot of money in this business, and I couldn't afford for that to go under. And we just didn't agree to the time and the date, so it was no big deal. And we ended up, parting ways, and it was okay with me.
So Stephanie now is co-CEO with Nick Khan, which is, you know, interesting. They put Triple H as the head of creative. What do you think about that? I mean, that's a big role. He's doing talent relations, and he's head of creative.
You know, I don't know him that well. He was just around me when he was terrorizing. But all I hear about him is how much he loves the business. I think he did a great job on NXT, don't you think?
Yeah, but he still lost in the ratings to AEW. So, I don't know, thin line. Like, he did a good job, but he still lost.
Yeah, but do you think he would have lost if he was given free reigns? Don't you think Vince was interfering at that time?
He wasn't giving him, I don't know, like the Ted WB talent. You know what I mean? If I was him, I would have been like, hey, can I borrow, I don't know, whoever, you know, Roman Reigns for the week, or I don't know, somebody to kind of just give him a little bit of a kick in the ass as far as getting some bigger names on the show.
Right. And maybe that was a little bit of an ego on Vince's part. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, you're going to give a guy your talent that's going to bump you. You know, it's a very crazy atmosphere up there. You know what I'm getting at? You really never know what the true story is.
Oh, yeah. There is so much going on up there. You always hear stories. People don't like working there, the stress, the stuff. So that's why I'm kind of curious with Triple H. He had a heart attack, you know, not that long ago. Like, can he handle the stress of the job?
Yeah, and didn't he have a heart problem from childhood? Didn't they say that? Or by magic?
Yeah, they said it was genetic, yep.
Yeah, yeah. And I've come to believe, and I may be just talking out of school here, that steroids contribute to a lot of problems, and I'm not claiming they took them, but if you've ever taken them or if you ever trained, you know what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a real competitive age back when they were doing it. Everybody was doing it. And I think that a lot of guys died or had health problems because of that.
And, hey, I mean, who's to say he did or didn't do it, but he looked like, body-wise, he looked like he was, a steroid guy. No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he looked fabulous. I mean, I've heard, you know, you hear some stuff about him, but most of the stuff I hear about him is that he trains very, very hard. And if he had the childhood, maybe rheumatic fever or scarlet fever or something, it does attack your heart. You know what I mean? So thank God he caught it in time.
With WB, so you're guessing maybe a year from now or so, like you're guessing they might sell. That would be your guess?
I think they would sell as quick as possible. I think before this thing happened to Vince, they were preparing themselves to sell, don't you? I mean, it looked that way to me. They were cleaning the books, cutting guys that were draws, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Braun Strowham. I mean, I thought he had a potential, and then they cut him. The Fiend, they cut him. They cut in some of the girls that were going to draw. I mean, they're bringing the numbers down to make it as palatable to a person wanting to buy it as it possibly can. And then they had the big bonus with Saudi Arabia.
Man, and those TV deals, the Fox, USA, and then Saudi Arabia, that's what made the company worth billions. And they were just piling money. And like you said, they remember they cut Stephanie's staff. They were cutting staff at the office. It did seem like everything was pointing that direction. That seems like it's Nick Khan's MO. You know what I mean? They, you know, clean things up and let's get ready to sell.
Yeah, I saw something a couple of months ago where Khan actually grew up by The Rock. Did you know that?
Yes, they're childhood friends, actually, which is surprising and shocking. So it's almost like, wait a second, now the guy's CEO, what is The Rock going to get somebody together and put, you know, money into it? He's going to buy it? He already did that with the XFL.
Yeah, and that's where I was going with the XFL. I'm sure that I'm not sure, but I'm assuming that Khan went to The Rock and said, this is a good deal for both of you. And maybe we can launch this into a real valuable piece of property on streaming service, because I saw where the Canadian Football League is going to work with them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I mean, that you give a an outlet to the Canadian Football League, which is pretty cool, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and supposedly they might do stuff with the NFL, too.
Yeah, and I think that that the NFL is definitely going to go worldwide. At the longest, will take us 5 years. They're going to be in Mexico City. They'll be in Berlin. They'll be in London. Probably Manchester. Maybe Madrid or Barcelona. So, I mean, they have assimilated all what I think they can get out of wrestling. And when they do this sale, there'll be no wondering if they did the right thing or not. They're all going to make a whole lot of money.
What is Vince going to do in retirement? Like you said, never took vacations, didn't have hobbies. What is he going to do now?
I have no idea, but whatever he does, you know, it's going to be successful.
So he's, you know, quote unquote retired. He did it via Twitter. So did you find that a bit strange about how, like, he went about? He retired via Twitter. Like, he put out a tweet, like, I'm retired.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. Like you said, he did it by Twitter. You know, there was no big press conference. There was nothing. And, you know, don't count anything out, right? Could you imagine this WWE gets sold and we have a new NWO come in against AEW and it's Vince and the gang?
Oh, imagine that. That'd be nuts.
Yeah.
That would shake up the business a bit.
Oh, sure would. It sure would.
Do you think that there's a possibility, like Terry Funk did a million times, that he could unretire and return once this blows over?
You have to be a very unique person to do what Terry has done. Vince McMahon is more unique than Terry, and that's saying something. Yeah, I think he could. I think he could.
Right, once it blows over, he's still technically the owner of the company. They kind of have to listen to him and kind of do what he wants to do. But, you know, smartly right now, he's kind of going away. But once, let's say, everything blows over, he's not guilty of anything or maybe no improprieties or no sexual misconduct, the money was legal, whatever, the way he went about it, like maybe he could return, right? I mean, you never say never.
Right. I mean, especially up there, right? I mean, I saw a thing on YouTube that said 20 guys that wouldn't return to the WWE, and they take everybody back.
They really do. It's crazy with this, though. I mean, what a crazy turn of events.
Yep. It really is crazy.
All right. So let's wrap it up this week. Let's head towards the plugs. Yep. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. Check out the website, tmptempire.com. You can follow Kevin on Instagram at Taskmaster Talks. Go to Kevin's Pro Wrestling Tees store, prowrestlingtees.com, and visit the Kevin Sullivan store. Kevin, what else you got going on?
Well, I like to plug Ring Squared Old School, the book. You can get it on Amazon. It's The Sopranos Meets Wrestling. But I'll be back with you as soon as possible, JP.
Nice. Great stuff, as always, Kevin. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you right back here next week for a little Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. We'll see you next week. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron. And also check out the website, TMPTEmpire.com. And buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers.
If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler Approved.